Well, what do you call that one wheel vehicle that you may keep around the barn or something? It has two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Uh huh. And another thing with one, that big wheel that you may use to sharpen old scythes or axes.
Well, it was an emery wheel.
Was this the little one or the great big white one that you had a treadle on, maybe, or a big
one? Well, see, I think they were called grindstones, the bigger ones.
How about the little one that you might carry in your pocket?
That's a wet rock.
And every 1,000 miles you do what to your car?
I'll service it.
And this means what?
Well, changing the oil and greasing it.
And washing it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of lamps did your folks have before you were born? Yeah, we'll get it back on proper.
I know.
Honestly, kerosene.
Gas.
And they have had gas lamps.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have good ones at the moment.
And, let's see. When your wife puts on her best clothes, you say she's gotten what?
Dressed up.
And what would she keep her coins in when she's dressed up?
Her coins in her purse.
Mm-hmm. On her wrist, she may wear an ornament.
Bracelet.
And around her neck, she may have
a necklace
or beads.
Beads? Just a string of beads, pair of beads?
Well, I usually take them as a string of beads.
And if it's raining, she may carry something over her head?
Umbrella. Mm-hmm. And I've got one of those.
A dandy, aren't they? I've got one too. People think I'm a nut. I like it. Keeps my head dry.
Uh-huh. Mine does.
And when your wife works around the kitchen, what does she call it? Or what do you call that thing she may tie on over her dress?
Apron.
And the bottom of her dress where it is tucked up underneath, that would be the
hem.
Hem.
I don't know how it was with you when you were a boy, but I had this trouble. If I'd lose a button or something and I was in a hurry to play, I'd tell my mother not to sew on the button, just take one of those metal things and
safety pin.
Uh-huh.
Thank you,
Karen. Thank you, Karen. And let's see, on Sunday, when you put on a suit, you have the pants, maybe the
vest,
and then over that, the
coat.
And, I mentioned one of the terms I shouldn't hear. The coat, the vest, and the
trousers.
Mm-hmm. What would these be?
These are jeans.
Jeans!
And if they were made out of hook cord?
Out of what?
Whip cord, maybe, or heavy twill.
I usually, they'd be trousers.
Trousers!
Like trackies and things like that.
Uh-huh. You wear a belt, some people wear those things over their shoulders.
Suspenders.
Suspenders.
You know, I haven't heard galluses.
Galluses.
Excuse me?
Where do you hear galluses?
I don't know. Up in the northeast. But gee whiz, I don't think I've ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except somebody was trying to be funny and say, here's my galluses or something like that. What do you call those leather things that you might wear when you're riding in the winter? Or you might wear them if you're riding in brushy country?
Chaps.
Uh-huh. If you get too much stuff in your pocket, it goes like this. You say your pocket's
bulging.
Uh-huh. And we don't have this trouble anymore, thank goodness. But it used to be we'd buy a shirt, get it washed once, and then couldn't get it buttoned. You'd say the shirt had...